Environmental activists fear a climate bill in the Massachusetts legislature will breathe new life into a long-proposed biomass power plant in Springfield. The House version of a climate bill currently in a conference committee on Beacon Hill would define commercial-grade wood-burning biomass as non-carbon-emitting sources of energy. Unless that language is taken out, a long-stalled biomass power plant in Springfield could get financing, according to Springfield City Councilor Jesse Letterman.
There should not be any green energy subsidy given to these types of incinerators.
Letterman, who chairs the council's Sustainability and Environment Committee, recently forwarded to the co-chairs of the Legislative Conference Committee an online petition with over 2,500 signatures opposing state incentives for biomass energy projects. 10 Springfield City Councilors also signed a letter urging the state legislature to eliminate the language in the climate bill they say would provide a boost to the controversial local project. Palmer Renewable Energy obtained state and local permits about a decade ago to build a $150 million, 35-megawatt wood-to-energy plant on an industrial site off Page Boulevard in East Springfield. Opponents of the project managed to hold up construction with regulatory and court challenges. In 2015, the Appeals Court of Massachusetts ruled the project could move forward. In 2018, the developer announced plans to hold a groundbreaking the following year, but it did not take place. The current status of the project could not be ascertained. Letterman said the council is doing what he called a deep evaluation to determine if the permits issued so long ago are still valid.
Certainly we're going to be respectful of the rights of everybody in this scenario, but we do have an obligation as the elected officials of the city of Springfield to make sure that all rules are being followed, and that includes all permits being valid at the given time.
In a demonstration of continued opposition to the plant, about 75 people rallied earlier this month in front of Springfield City Hall.
We will block you, block you. Stop you. We will stop you.
This event is about the zombie project, this biomass plant that Palmer Renewable wants to build and keeps pulling political strings to get loopholes to go do it. We've been fighting it for 10 years.
Vern MacArthur of the Springfield Climate Justice Coalition urged people to contact their state legislators to oppose clean energy subsidies for commercial biomass projects.
Springfield is the only place at this point that they're talking about a new biomass plant. But if it gets in here, that would be opening up the field for others in Massachusetts.
MacArthur said the plant will cause air pollution, not just from the wood that's being burned, but also from the trucks that would drive to and from the site daily. Tanisha Arena of Arise for Social Justice said the power plant would have a devastating effect on a population with some of the highest rates of respiratory illness in the country.
To put a biomass plant in an environmental justice community that's already feeling the effects, and it's black and brown people, that's environmental racism.
The developers have long stressed the proposed plant meets all current government air quality standards. They've also touted the hundreds of construction and permanent jobs that would result from the project. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.